Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. We are in the very last Daf of Ol Maseches Pesachim. We finished all Kuf Chaf Aleph, all 121 blot of the Masechta. And the final sugya talks about the bracha of Shechiyanu when it comes to Pidyon HaBen. And the Gemara raises the question, who is the one to recite the Shechiyanu? Do we say that the Kohen recites the bracha because he's receiving the Hana? Do we say that the Kohen Mevarach de Kamati Hana Liyadei, he's getting the money, he's getting the 5 silver coins? Oh, of the Aben Mevarach, perhaps the father of this child should say the bracha, the Ka'avin Mitzvah, because he is performing the Mitzvah, to which the Gemara says, Lohava Biyadei. They did not know the answer when they asked Rabbi Simlai, he did not know the answer. And they went to ask the base medrash, and they paskin that Avi Ben says both brachas. He says the bracha al Pidyon HaBen, and he also says the bracha of Shechiyanu. So ask the Rajba. Rajba asks in the Tshuvas, he says, why don't both of them say that? Why can't we say that the Avi Ben says the Shechiyanu for the mitzvah, and the Kohen says the Shechiyanu for the Hana, and both are satisfied? So the Rajba gives a couple of answers, and one of the answers is that it was a davar pashut, that one would not say Shechiyanu simply because he received 5 shleim. The question is, do we say that the Kohen's being mekayim a mitzvah also, or maybe only the Avi Ben is being mekayim a mitzvah? But the Rashash actually says that the truth is, both of them should really be saying a Shechiyanu. Each one in its own right, it's fitting to say a Shechiyanu. We have 2 types of Shechiyanu throughout all of Shas. One type of Shechiyanu is when a person reaches a new milestone in a mitzvah when it comes to any of the Shlosh Regalim, any of the Yom Tivs, a new mitzvah. And there's another type of Shechiyanu when a person gets to a state of simcha, when a person gets a certain hana, kelim chadashim, a bayis chadash, as the Gemara. So both in their own right deserve to say Shechiyanu. The question is, who's going to moti the other? Do you say that the Kohen should say the bracha and be moti the Avi Ben, or do you say Avi Ben is moti the Kohen? And the Rashash says, we have a raya for this. The Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Amud Beis tells us, when you have different types of foods, you have to decide which food to say the bracha on, and whichever food is the bracha is going to go on, you have to have in mind to motzi the other food as well. So here's, well, whoever says the bracha, who is going to motzi the other? So this comes out a very, very important halacha lemaisa, that when the Avi Ben is saying the Shechiyanu, he should have in mind to fulfill, to be motzi, the Kohen's obligation to say Shechiyanu, and so too, the Kohen should have kavana to be yotze with the bracha of Shechiyanu from the father. So it's a new chumrah. I don't know if the post can bring this down, but that is certainly what comes out from this Rashash.